Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All roads will lead to the Cork Racecourse in Mallow this weekend for the staging of this year's Mallow Home and Garden Festival. To get a flavour of this year's event, I'm joined by one of the expert gardeners who will be in attendance, and that's Pádraig Horkin. Good morning to you, Pádraig.
Good morning, Patricia, from a beautiful Mallow.
Well, I just mentioned it earlier today, the sun always seems to shine for the Garden Festival.
It's absolutely gorgeous today, and the crowds are in already, and it's very, very busy. But it's a terrific show, and the weather is going to be very kind to us right through until Sunday evening.
Which is brilliant. Okay, as you say, the gates opened less than an hour ago, 11 o'clock this morning. What's the racecourse looking like?
It's absolutely fabulous. First of all, the organisers have done a brilliant job on the 25 show gardens. They've been totally transformed with new planting, and they look absolutely amazing. And even the gardens alone, Patricia, people wanted ideas for their own garden that you could take back. Some really good ideas are available, particularly of the 25 show gardens. So I'd highly recommend those. Along with that, there are some of the best Irish nurseries here at the show. I mean, there's just a myriad of plants, a kaleidoscope of colours surrounding me at the moment. Some beautiful perennial plants in particular. They seem to be on trend at the moment. Lots of cottage garden plants like the lovely lupins, which are in flower at the moment, and salvias, and lovely range of colour here at the show. But it's not just about plants. There's lots of really good gardening items as well. I spotted this morning the veggie pod stand, and that's trending hugely at the moment, the growing of vegetables, particularly with the way prices of vegetables are going up and listeners interested in planting their own organic vegetables. Look out for that, the veggie pod stand.
Yeah, tell me about this. I read something about this during the week, and describe to me what this veggie pod is.
So it's actually an Australian invention. It came to us all the way from Australia. But basically, it's a grow bed. It's at waist height, so it allows you to grow salads and herbs and rooting plants and vegetables and rooting crops simply under patio. So it's the large veggie pod is roughly about 2 metres by 1 metre. It's got a foot of growing depth. It's got its own built-in watering system, so you can simply go away on holidays and the plants continue to grow because of the reservoir that's there. And it comes with this cover, Patricia, that keeps off the bugs. So it keeps off the green flying caterpillars. You can actually grow your vegetables. Things like strawberries. I noticed one that had beautiful strawberries in it this morning. And literally you can grow it out on your patio. So all your salad leaves, all your veggies, any of the kind of cut and come lettuce, any of the fruiting plants like chilies and peppers and dwarf tomatoes, they work really well in the veggie pod. So that, I thought, I'm creating a great stir here at the show.
And I also think the fact, when I was looking at it, the fact that it is waist height, for somebody maybe who's getting on in years and not able to do as much gardening that maybe that they did in previous years, I think this is a lovely idea for them.
And particularly for children, because it's fabulous for children, because, you know, the child that grows the strawberry eats the strawberry.
Yeah,
so if we can
encourage
our kids to start growing some of their five a day, you've got a better chance of them tasting and using those particular vegetables or salads or fruiting plants in the household. And you can literally use the veggie pod to grow your five a day on your patio. It's a
brilliant
idea.
Yeah. And doesn't take up that much space for people who don't have a lot of space. Do you expect, Pádraig, that this year's festival will be busier than ever? Because so many people seemed to have taken up gardening or developed an interest in gardening during lockdowns.
Well, if COVID was good for anything, it encouraged people to embrace their gardens. It's as if we found our gardens for the first time. And there's a huge new cohort of people that have come into gardening during COVID. And that trend is continuing right through. The spring has been quite cold this year, but even still, there's a huge interest in gardening. And of course, this year, this week, you've got the Chelsea Flower Show in the UK. You've got the Mallow Show for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday here in Cork. But you've also got Bloom next week. Mm. And we're expecting huge crowds in Mallow, but also at Bloom next week as well. So yes, the interest is very, very popular in gardening, and you couldn't be asked anything better, Tricia.
And do you believe anyone can take up gardening? You know the way you hear people saying, "Oh, I'm not green fingers; I wouldn't be able to grow." And I know we have Peter Dowdall, who's out with you at the Garden Festival. We have Peter on every Wednesday, and Peter's attitude always is, "Give it a go."
Yeah, we learn by our mistakes, and look, plants are so easy to grow, particularly a lot of the cottage garden plants that I mentioned. I mean, you put them into the ground, they come into flower in their first year, they flower every year after that, and they multiply in size. So plants like rudbeckias or the lupins I mentioned earlier, they're such a simple plant to grow, and they come back year after year after year. They're a great investment. Remember, we've got Charlie Wilkins here as well on the show.
Wonderful, Charlie.
Peter Dowdall is here as well. So he's on every day giving talks, and I'll be giving a talk at 12 o'clock every day as well. Very shortly, actually.
I'm watching the clock for you. I won't have you late. Your talk is biodiversity, colour through biodiversity in your garden. What would be your main message this year?
Well, I've got a couple of messages that I'm going to be talking about, particularly about children and getting children into gardening, you know, and that whole philosophy of the child that grows a strawberry eats a strawberry. So I'll be talking quite a bit about that. I'll be talking about a wide range of plants that are beneficial for pollinators, so the honeybee and the bumblebee, the sort of plants that will add stunning colour to your garden, but also give back to nature as well. We're in No Mow May, so I have a message about not cutting your lawn during May to allow the dandelions and the daisies to flower. So we're touching on a little bit about that as well. It's sad to think, Patricia, that we import so much of our fruit and vegetables from places like New Zealand, South Africa. So my message is you can grow all of those plants in your own garden. So we'll be talking about the growing of fruit, the growing of herbs, the growing of vegetables, flowers, how to get colour. Even a hanging basket is a great device, again, to add colour to your garden, but also to bring those very important pollinators into your garden as well. So it's all of those messages, giving people practical tips on how to get back into garden, but do it in an environment-friendly way.
Well done. And I love the fact that you're pushing for children to get involved. And I know so many children have got involved with what's going on in Ukraine, planting the sunflowers. And I think sunflowers are a wonderful thing for children to start with, because they grow so quickly and they grow so big.
And you know that the sunflower follows the sun all day long. So it starts in the east and finishes facing west every night.
Incredible.
So it tracks the sun. Sunflowers are also good for the bees, but more importantly, when they set their seed in the autumn, they're fantastic for the birds. So always leave your sunflowers in the garden for the seeds to ripen in October, November, so the birds come and feed in your garden. So sunflowers, you're quite correct, is a great way to get children involved in gardening.
Okay, well done. Okay, lots of other attractions. The vintage car show is there, as it is every year. Pet Expo is always great fun. And I always say to people who've never gone to the Mallow Garden, Home and Garden Festival, go hungry because of the art. The artisan
food
market. Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful food. I've tasted some of it this morning. It's absolutely delicious. Absolutely. I know where I'm going for lunch today, Patricia.
You've already picked it. Okay. Let you head off to the seminar room as where you'll be. You're there every day at 12 o'clock today, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We wish everybody luck with it, and good to know that once again the sun is shining. Padraig, pleasure
Patricia.
To talk to you. Thank you for
Thank
that.
You.
Thanks
bye
for
now.
Joining us. Bye-bye. That is Padraig Horkin. And actually, on Wednesday when Peter was on with us, a listener said that she's always enjoyed Peter's seminars at the Mallow Garden Festival, and she wanted to know what time and what day he was on. And he actually had to admit that he is attending, but he didn't know the day and the time. And I can tell you, because I have the programme in front of you, it's 2 o'clock today if you're going to the Mallow Garden Festival, and 2 o'clock tomorrow. He unfortunately isn't available on Sunday, but Peter is speaking today and tomorrow, and he is doing Gardening Pleasures. That is the name of his talk. 2 o'clock Friday Friday and 2 o'clock on Saturday. And the wonderful, who we always enjoy, let me see, Charlie is doing 1 o'clock and he's there every day, I'm sure, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, yeah. And he does that special question and answer session at the festival, and he does a question and answer on festival on the flowers that are at the festival. And I always think that's great, because if you go around and you spot something and you might be a little bit unsure about it, try to time it so that you can get into Charlie's talk at 1 o'clock, and he will answer all of your questions. That's the Mallow Garden Festival, now officially open. It's 11 to 6 each day, Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.